来昆特之音，服务员您听。今天是2020年8月4日，我们又荣幸的邀请到了 Bhakti Vaishnava Singh Swami Maharaj 给我们讲解《大博贾瓦坛甘露》，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Om Gyana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kaupatarubhyascha Kripasindubhai Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namne Namaste Sarasati Devi Goravani Pricharine Nirvise Shashunyavari Paschacha Deshatalini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. We're recounting the story of Gop Kumar, a cowherd boy from Vrindavan, who was given a mantra, and by the power of the mantra, he could travel to many places.
我们在讲述的是 Govardhan 山的一位牧牛童，他是文达文的一个牧牛童，他集着一首 mantra 的力量，旅行到了宇宙的各个地方。
So at this point in the story, he had come to the place of liberation beyond the material universe.
到了这个时候呢，他已经旅行到了解脱之地，这个地方是在宇宙之上。
And he met with Lord Shiva, and he heard the glories of Vaikuntha from the son of Lord Shiva, Ganesh.
他遇到了主 Shiva, 主 Shiva 就讲述了 Vaikuntha 的荣耀。Lord Shiva recounts the glory of Vaikuntha or Ganesh.
Ganesh.
Okay. 然后他遇到了主 Shiva, 主 Shiva 的儿子 Ganesh 就给他讲述了 Vaikuntha 的荣耀。
So, when Gop Kumar heard about Vaikuntha, he had naturally awakened a desire to go there, but he found himself very unfit and unqualified.
古哈库马尔一听到瓦昆顿的荣耀，立刻就唤醒了想要去瓦昆顿的欲望，但是他觉得自己还没有资格。
I was feeling very great stress, thinking that he wouldn't be able to go to Vaikuntha. And Lord Shiva saw him in this state. Lord Shiva could understand his mind, and he picked him up.After, because he'd fallen on the ground, he picked him up and he spoke to Gop Kumar.
Gop Kumar 呢就觉得自己没有资格去那里，所以感到非常有压力。然后他就非常想要去那里头，但是主 Shiva 就看出了他的这个心思，明白了他的愿望。因为 Gop Kumar 他就晕倒在地了，所以主 Shiva 就把他抱了起来。
And Lord Shiva told him, he said, you know, don't feel so bad. He said, even people like Parvati and I, we're like you. We would like to live there forever in Vaikuntha. But we can't go there.
主 Shiva 安慰他说，你不要内心感到很糟糕难过。即便是 Parvati 和我们都像你一样，也想永恒的居住在那里，但是呢，我们却去不了。
Yeah, Lord Shiva said that to go to that place is very difficult. Even liberated souls pray to go there. Even Brahma's sons and even Brahma himself has to work very hard to try to go there.And Lord Shiva says, so do I.
那个地方是很难去的。即便是解脱和灵魂，他们都渴望去那里。包括主 Brahma, 主 Brahma 的儿子，甚至我自己，我们都努力地想去那里，但是我们却去不了。
So, you know, liberated impersonalists and demigods, they all want to get liberation.
解脱的非人格主义者还有半神人们全都想要解脱。
Yeah, the goal, but the goal is to go to Vaikuntha.
但是目标是去 Vaikuntha.
But they haven't achieved that yet.
但是他们现在都没有达到这一目标。
They're trying to become qualified to go there.
他们都致力于使自己有资格去 Vaikuntha.
Yeah, if you haven't.If we haven't, until we perfectly perfect our religious duties, unless we're very pure, and we give up all our selfish desires, then we won't be able to go there.
除非我们已经做履行各自的宗教职责达到完美了，而且非常的纯粹，放弃了自私的欲望。否则的话是去不了百昆塔的。
We need to give the mercy of Lord Hari. And to get the mercy of Lord Hari, if you have the mercy of Lord Hari 100 times, then you get the post of Brahma.
Sorry, if we haven't get the mercy of Lord Hari 100 times, then we have to go to Lord Brahma.
No, if we get the mercy of Lord Hari 100 times, that mercy of Lord Hari is multiplied 100 times, then we can become Brahma. We get the position of Brahma.
Okay. 如果我们得到了主 Hari 的仁慈100倍这样我们才能去主 Brahma 那儿。
And if you get 100 times again that mercy, then you can become like me, like Lord Shiva.
Okay, 就是再重新翻一遍，刚才说的是，如果得到了主 Hari 的仁慈，乘以100倍可以得到。Brahma 的位置，如果这一份仁慈再乘以100倍，那就可以得到了我主 Shiva 的地位。
Yeah, and if we can get the mercy of the Supreme Lord, then we can go to Vaikuntha.
如果得到了至尊主的仁慈，我们就可以去Vaikuntha了。
But you have to get more mercy than even Lord Shiva can give. You have to get 100 times more the mercy of Lord Shiva to go to Vaikuntha.
但是要去Vaikuntha的话，要得到的仁慈要超过主 Shiva 所给予的仁慈，要得到100倍。主 Shiva 的仁慈才能去 Vaikuntha.
So you can see how difficult it is to go into Vaikuntha.
就这样，我们可以看出来去 Vaikuntha 是多么困难的一件事。
So some demigods like Lord Shiva, they become qualified to go to Vaikuntha only after the whole universe is destroyed.
有些半神人他们 能去 Vaikuntha 是只有等到整个宇宙毁灭之后才能够去 Vaikuntha.
But the pure devotees, by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, they don't need to wait for that. They can go immediately.
但是纯粹的奉献者即是主 Vishnu 的仁慈不用等到整个宇宙毁灭就可以立刻去 Vaikuntha 了。
So one who deserves to go to Vaikuntha, they should be a devotee of the Lord. So Lord Shiva tells Gop Kumar, he said, You deserve to go to Vaikuntha because you're a devotee.
所以，配去百坤的资格就是成为主的奉献者，而主释文呢就对格帕库玛说：“你有资格，你配去百坤的，因为你是主的奉献者。”
Yeah, you're the son of a cow. You're the son of a cowherd man. Your father had cows and he keeps at Govardhan. So you're from the holy place. You're a devotee.
你的父亲是一个牧牛郎，你是牧牛郎之子，你的父亲还拥有母牛，你们都是格尔丹山的居民，所以呢，你们是圣地的居民，你们是可以去百坤塔的。
And you're also the disciple of a Brahmana who is a devotee.
而且你本身也是一位 Brahmana 的门徒，而这位 Brahmana 他是奉献者。
And you chant the Lord's mantra. You're faithfully chanting the Lord's mantra, which your guru gave you.
你还忠心耿耿、一心一意地念诵着你的 guru 赐给你的 mantra.
So you're a good devotee. So you should go to Vaikuntha.
所以你是优秀的奉献者，你应当去 Vaikuntha.
Yes.And Lord Shiva tells Gop Kumar, he said, just now we're in this place, this is the place of Sayujya, impersonal liberation.
主 Shiva 又告诉 Gop Kumar, 我们刚才所待的那个地方是 Sayujya 之地，是解脱的地方。
For people who are renounced, then it's, you know, this is the goal, to come to this place.
对那些有弃绝的人士，这是他们的目的地，他们来到这里。
They have no material desires.
他们没有一丝一毫的物质欲望。
So they are happy just to come to this place, but the devotee doesn't want, won't be happy in this place for long.
这些上述的弃绝人士呢，他们来这里的感恩，他们是心满意足的。可是奉献者，他们不会对于长久的待在这里感到满意。
These impersonalists.They go back again into the material world. They're not able to maintain this place.
这些非人格主义者，他们还得要回到物质世界，他们无法在这里停留。
But for a devotee, there's no ecstasy there because there's no devotional service.
对于奉献者。他们停留在这里的没有什么狂喜，因为他们是主的奉献者，他们这里在这里没有奉献服务。
So Lord Shiva tells Gop Kumar that you don't need to stay here. It's not good for your devotion.
主 Shiva 告诉 Gop Kumar, 你没有必要留在这里，这对您的奉爱不好。
Is Mahakalapur. This is a place where the impersonalists go.
这个 Mahakalapur 是非人格主义者的目的地。
It's outside the covering of the universe.
它是在宇宙的外壳之上的。
Lord Krishna and Arjuna had gone there.To get back the sons of the Brahmana.
主 Krishna 和 Arjuna 先前为了找回 Brahmana 的死去的儿子们，曾经来到过这地方。
So impersonalist sannyasis, they all want to go to that place, Mahakalapur.
非人格的 sannyasi 们都想去这个 Mahakalapur。
But this, because these people are not devotees, they don't have the proper knowledge to understand anything higher than the impersonal Brahman.
但是这些非人格的 sannyasi, 他们没有正确的知识去理解超越于 Brahman 之上的地方。
So that Brahmana who was residing in Dwarka, he wanted to get his sons back. So he came there to Dwarka, and then Krishna and Arjuna, they'd gone there and they brought back the sons.
那位 Brahmana 他就去了 Dwarka, 想去讨回他的儿子们。所以 Krishna 和 Arjuna 就去了这个地方来去要回 Brahmana 的儿子们。
The Brahmana didn't want his sons to stay in that Mahakalapur because there's no devotion there. He wanted them to taste Krishna Bhakti.
这位 Brahmana 可不希望自己的儿子们待在 Mahakalapur 这个地方，因为这个地方没有什么奉爱。他希望自己的儿子拥有 Krishna Bhakti。
So he brought them back to Dwarka. In Dwarka, they can get some Krishna Bhakti.
这位 Brahmana 就把自己的儿子又弄回了 Dwarka， 在 Dwarka 可以得到 Krishna Bhakti。
Yeah, during the time of Lord Krishna, when Lord Krishna was present in Dwarka, all the people of Dwarka had spiritual bodies, Satchidananda bodies.
主 Krishna 停留在 Dwarka 期间，所有 Dwarka 的居民们，他们拥有的躯体都是拥有的 Satchidananda 灵性的躯体。
And they had no interest in material happiness.
而且对物质的快乐没有一丝一毫的兴趣。
So that's why the Brahmana wanted to bring his sons back to Dwarka.
正因为这个原因，这位 Brahmana 希望把自己的儿子们再带回到 Dwarka 了。
But Lord Shiva tells Gopkumar, even here, you can see the Supreme Lord.
主师傅又对格巴库马尔说，即便在这个地方，你也能亲眼见到至尊主。
Your guru gave you the mantra, so that through that mantra, you get the mercy of the guru, and he will create the desire for you to see Krishna. And when you have the desire to see Krishna, Krishna will reveal himself to you.
你的 guru 呢给了你这首 mantra， 他特别仁慈，你可以通过这首 mantra 来祈求能够见到 Krishna， 拥有这个欲望。当你有这样的欲望， Krishna 就会揭示给你。
The impersonal is they come to Mahakalapur for impersonal liberation, but Gopkumar, he was looking forHe wanted to see the Lord, and he saw Lord Mahakala, Vishnu.
非人格主义者来 Mahakalapur 这个地方，他们就想到达这里。但是呢，格瓦库马尔他在寻找主，所以他可以见到 Mahakala， 也就是 Vishnu 本人。
So Gopkumar's.Feeling ecstasy due to Lord Shiva's mercy.
由于主 Shiva 的仁慈，高巴库马尔就感受到狂喜。
He wanted to ask about the Vaikuntha, because there were these people from Vaikuntha who'd come, very beautiful people with four arms, they'd come from Vaikuntha. So Gop Kumar wanted to know about them, but he was shy, he didn't want to say anything.
Gopa Kumar 呢就想询问有关百昆特的事情，因为有一些百昆特的居民来自百昆特，他们都长着四臂。Gopa Kumar 很想渴望了解那里，但是他很害羞，所以他没有开口说话。
But these associates, these Vaikuntha people, when they heard Lord Shiva speak, then they were very respectful to him, and they spoke to him. They spoke to Lord Shiva with great humility and pleasure.
这些百昆特的同游们，他们听到主希瓦说话，他们对主希瓦都非常的尊敬有加。然后他们想，他们就对主希瓦说话了。他们很谦卑而很快乐。
Right. Gop Kumar, he wanted to know why the Vaikuntha people had come there. So they're going to explain to Gop Kumar why they've come. But first, they want to say something to make Gop Kumar feel a little more comfortable.
Gop Kumar, 呢他想要了解这些百昆特居民们为什么来，所以这些人将要解释他们来的原因。但是首先呢，他们要讲一些话，让 Gopa Kumar 呢内心感到舒服。
Because Gopa Kumar is worried that he's not fit to go to Vaikuntha, so the Vaikuntha Vasis are going to speak to him.
因为 Gopa Kumar 担心自己没有资格去 Vaikuntha, 所以这些百昆特的居民们就要对 Gopa Kumar 讲话。
So the people from Vaikuntha are speaking to Lord Shiva, and they say to Lord Shiva, "There's no difference between you and the Supreme. You're also our Lord is the master of Vaikuntha, and you're not different from him. Just as there's no difference between you and the Supreme Lord Vishnu, there's no difference between your wife Gauri and the wife of Lord Vishnu, Rama."
他们就跟主师傅说，您和百昆特的主人二者之间没有区分，恰似至尊主 Vishnu 和您本人也没有区分一样，而且您的妻伴侣Gauri 和 Vaikuntha 的之祖的妻子 Rama 二者之间也没有分别。
Yeah, Rama means Rama Devi. She's the wife. She's Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Another name for Lakshmi is Rama Devi.
这里指的这里的 Rama 是Lakshmi 幸运女神。幸运女神呢，她有另外一个名字，也就是 Rama Devi。
So the people from Vaikuntha say to Lord Shiva, they said, you and your wife, they can also go and live in Vaikuntha. They can live in Lord Vishnu's home because you are renounced and you're his best friend and you're his incarnation.
Vaikuntha 的居民们就跟主师傅说，你和你的妻子你们也可以居住在文昆塔，居住在主威士努的家，因为你是主威士努最好的朋友，也是主威士努的化身。
But you were just saying that you can't go there. You said, and the people from Vaikuntha say, yeah, that is the proper mood of a devotee of the Lord. A devotee should think like that.
你刚才说你不能去百昆特，你没有资格，这是居住在百昆特的恰当的资格，他们这么想是很适当的。
Actually, Lord Shiva and his wife, they can go to Vaikuntha anytime.
实际上呢，主希月和他的妻子随时随刻的都可以去外困他。
So the Vaikuntha people say to Lord Shiva, "You are always praised by the devotees, and because you like to inspire others, you like to bring people to devotional service. So you are very much appreciated by the devotees."
Vaikuntha 的居民们就跟主希瓦说。你恒常的受到奉献者们的赞扬，因为您总是激励人们，把他们带到奉爱服务当中，所以奉献者们对你充满了感激之情。
Of all the Lord Vishnu's incarnations, you are the greatest.
在所有主的化身当中，你是最伟大的。
So Lord Shiva, he heard himself being praised. He felt uncomfortable. He didn't say anything.
主希瓦听到对自己的这番赞美之词，他就感到内心很不舒服，所以他就一言不发。
But the people from Vaikuntha, who were all Lord Shiva's friends, they embraced Gop Kumar, and they spoke to him.
这些来自维昆特的居民们都是主希瓦的朋友，他们便拥抱了高帕库马尔，随后对高帕库马尔讲了一番话。
So we should see Lord Shiva how saintly he is, what good qualities he is, that he doesn't like to hear himself praised.
So 我们从这里可以看出主希瓦。他是拥有圣洁的品质，拥有优秀的品质，他不想听到任何对自己的赞美。
Also, he's very kind and compassionate to other people.
而且他对其他人也非常的仁慈和充满怜悯。
So now the Vaikuntha people are speaking to Gop Kumar, and they tell Gop Kumar that.That we count you among the Lord's devotees. That we know you are also a devotee.
麦昆特的人士呢，又随后对高帕库马说话：“我们把你也算作主的奉献者，因为你本身就是奉献者。”
Yeah. So Gop Kumar is.Just like Lord Shiva can go to Vaikuntha, they told Gop Kumar, "You can also go to Vaikuntha. Don't worry, you're also a devotee."
他们就对 Gopal Kumar 说，就像主 Shiva 可以随时去 Vaikuntha， 你也可以去 Vaikuntha， 不用担心。
You're chanting Vishnu mantra, so you're also a good Vaishnava, a good devotee, and good devotee, pure devotee is.They can go to live in Vaikuntha.
你在念诵着 Vishnu mantra， 你可以去 Vaikuntha。你是奉献者，而且你是纯粹的奉献者，因此你可以去 Vaikuntha 居住在那里。
And then the Vaikuntha Vasis told Gop Kumar about his guru, that we know you're a disciple of a guru, and your guru, he's a Mathura Brahmin, and his name is Jayanta.
这些 Vaikuntha Vasi 们说，我们知道你是一位 guru 的门徒，他是 Mathura 的一位 Brahmana， 他名字叫 Jayanta.
And he's an incarnational person. You're very fortunate. Your guru is an incarnation of Krishna.
你很幸运，因为你的 guru 是 Krishna 的一位化身。
So they tell Gop Kumar that we've come here to this place of Sayujya, of liberation, only for your sake.
他们又对戈帕库马尔接着说道，我们来到这个萨优杰之地只是为你而来。
We want to help you understand what you should do. We want you to help you to reach Vaikuntha.
我们希望帮助你明白你该做什么。我们希望帮助你达到去 Vaikuntha.
We want you to be fully engaged in devotional service, the 9 different kinds of devotional service.
我们希望让你完全从事于九种奉爱服务。
So he should be ready to leave this Mahakalapur, and he should not be attached to just doing any rituals, but he should be attached to devotional service.
所以你应该做好准备离开 Mahakalapur。你不应该依附任何仪式，而应该依附奉献服务。
And they tell Gopkumar, you should honor the Srimad Bhagavatam and any scripture which promotes devotional service. Hear about them regularly.
他们就跟戈帕库马尔说，你应当荣耀圣典博加瓦坛和以及荣耀任何奉爱服务的经典，你应该每天应当定期的有规律的来聆听。
When you hear the Lord's pastimes, then that sound vibration will enter your ears and you will begin to taste the nectar, awaken your love for the Lord.
您当聆听主的逍遥时光，当这个音阵进入到你的耳孔的时候，这种甘露就会唤醒你对至尊主的奉爱。
And quickly you'll be able to go to the abode of the Lord, go to Vaikuntha, the spiritual world.
这样你就能很快、很迅速的去主的居所，去 Vaikuntha。
So Gopkumar, he didn't really know anything about the 9 kinds of devotional service. He only had been given the mantra by the guru and he was chanting it, but he didn't know about 9 kinds of devotional service.
Gopkumar 呢，实际上对九种奉爱服务并不了解，他只是他的 guru 赐予了他这首 mantra, 但是他对九种奉爱服务还不甚了解。
But here, the Vaikuntha Vasis are telling him, you have to hear. Hearing is very important. You have to hear from the scriptures.
这些 Vaikuntha Vasis 们就 跟他说 你必须得聆听，聆听经典可是非常重要的。
Of course, devotional service can be done in any of the 9 different kinds, but the best possible discipline which can easily help you to get the ultimate goal is this hearing.
当然了，九种奉献服务都是很好的，但是最好的奉献服务是聆听。这一个聆听呢，可以轻易的帮助你能够达到你想要去的目标。
In the beginning, anyway, you have to hear.
无论如何，一开始必须要聆听。
Yeah, devotional service is better than karma or jnana or yoga.
奉献服务胜过 karma, 胜过 jnana, 胜过 yoga.
All the other benefits, which may be offered by the other systems, you can get through devotional service.
所有这些体系所能赐予的好处，通过奉献服务全能够达到。
But advanced devotees, they don't have an interest in these other benefits which are offered by the other processes.
进步的奉献者们对于这些其他的程序、其他方法所能给予的其他的好处不感兴趣。
Devotees are not interested with material. They have no material desires. They don't desire liberation. They don't desire mystic powers.
奉献者呢？没有什么物质欲望，也没有解脱的欲望，也并不想获得玄秘功能。
Devotees who know about devotional service, they can practice all different 9 kinds of bhakti to get, and they can get the taste, they can taste the sweetness of service to Krishna.
奉献了解奉献服务的奉献者们修习九种奉献服务的方法，这样就品味到了对 Krishna 的 Bhakti 的甘美。
So they begin with hearing and then chanting, and in this way they get a sweet taste and they can go on to practice the other 9 kinds, the other total of 9 kinds of Bhakti.
奉献者一开始是聆听，接着是念唱诵，逐渐的他们品味到奉爱服务的甜美滋味，进而他们继续履行所有九项奉爱服务。
Any one of these 9 kinds of bhakti can help us to get pure love for Krishna.
这九项奉爱服务的任何一项都能够帮助奉献者们获得纯粹的奉爱。
But if we have some other goal, if you have some other kind of desire, the material desire, then you will never be able to go to Vaikuntha.
但是呢，如果还有其他的目标，还有其他的物质欲望，那就永远去不了Vaikuntha。
We want to develop love for Krishna, cannot have material desires.
我们希望发展起对 Krishna 的纯爱，就不能拥有其他的欲望了。
So we have to purify our heart to get rid of all the pride and all the attachment, the ignorance.
我们必须要净化我们的内心，去除一切的骄傲，一切的依附，一切的愚昧。
So wherever there is devotional service, then the Supreme Lord will appear.
无论哪里有奉爱服务，至尊主就出现在哪里。
That place will become as good as Vaikuntha.
而这样的地方就和 Vaikuntha 一模一样。
Of course, we still have to respect the real Vaikuntha, that the actual Vaikuntha. I have special respect for that place because that's where the Lord always is seen. He's always there.
当然了，我们必须要尊重真正的 Vaikuntha. 我们给予这样的真正的 Vaikuntha 特殊的尊敬，因为主是永远居住在那里的。
It's only in Vaikuntha that one can see the real devotion that one can actually it's only in Vaikuntha that devotion to him can be actually realized.Fully realized.
因为只有在真正的 Vaikuntha 才能够完整的、完完整整的、彻底的觉悟到奉爱。
Because in Vaikuntha, there's no disturbance, and we have the company of all the surrendered devotees.
因为在 Vaikuntha 是没有任何干扰的，而且能得到所有臣服的奉献者的陪伴。
In the material world, there's always so many obstacles. Different situations come, which make it difficult for us.
在物质世界呢，充满着各种各样的障碍，还有各种各样艰难的处境。
But in Vaikuntha, there's none of these obstacles.
在 Vaikuntha 没有任何这种上述的障碍。
So we have to give special respect for Vaikuntha, the abode of the Lord.
我们必须对 Vaikuntha 给予特殊的尊敬。Vaikuntha 是主的居所。
So the people from Vaikuntha are still speaking. They're telling Gop Kumar that the devotional service is not just some activity which we do with the body, the senses, and the mind. It's not just only that.
Vaikuntha 的这些人们继续对 Gop Kumar 讲话，奉献服务不仅仅限于用躯体、感官、心意来从事的活动。
It's beyond the material modes of nature. It's not ordinary activities.
它超越了物质自然品质的物质自然的品质，它不是普通的活动。
Because the Vaikuntha people have been telling Gop Kumar he should do devotional service. So we may think this is just something, some practice, some ritual which you're supposed to do. But it's not.
因为 Vaikuntha 的这些人们告诉 Gop Kumar 要做奉爱服务。可能我们就会想啊，也许是一些修习、一些练习、一些仪式而已，但是并非如此。
Just like when we hear, we may say, well, hearing is done with the ear, but you see, the hearing is not material; it's a spiritual activity performed only with our spiritual senses.
比如说聆听，聆听呢，我们可能可以以为。就是用耳朵听听而已，但实际上呢，这并不是个物质的，而是灵性的，是用灵性的感官来去从事的活动。
So devotional service is understood in the heart of the devotees who are free from the material modes.
奉献服务是奉献者的内心。能够理解奉献服务，而这样的奉献者呢，他们已经摆脱了所有物质的品质。
Of course, we may say, "Well, we are conditioned souls. How can we ever do activities with spiritual senses?"
我们会想，我们都只是受条件限制的灵魂而已，怎么可能用灵性的感官来做奉爱服务呢
？But We just need a little purification, just a little purification that we can begin to start transcendental hearing and chanting.
我们只需要得到一些净化，就可以开始这种超然的聆听和念诵。
And as we go on chanting, our senses become more purified, and we become more and more engaged in spiritual activity.
随着我们继续的聆听，继续唱诵，感官进一步得到净化，我们就可以从事其他的奉爱服务。
So as we go on, we become more and more ecstatic in devotional service.
随着这个进展，随着这样奉献服务进展下去，我们就会在奉爱服务当中感受到狂喜。
One day, the devotee will become very pure, fully pure at heart, and he will reach the Vaikuntha, and he will realize all the varieties of devotional service.
终有一天， 奉献者的内心得到完全的净化，就能够去外昆塔，能够在那里看到各种各类的奉爱服务。
So devotee has to, we have to learn to make a distinction between matter and spirit. What is material and what is spiritual?
奉献者要学习区分物质与灵性。
We give up the material, we take up the spiritual.
放弃物质来接受拥抱灵性。
If we get some transcendent, if we awaken transcendental knowledge, then we get freed from the material attachments.
一旦我们获得了超然的知识，就能够摆脱物质的依附。
So devotional service is much better than any ordinary activities of the material world.
奉献服务要远远优越于物质世界的任何普通活动。
If devotional service was just made up of activities of material senses, material objects, that wouldn't be spiritual.
倘若奉爱服务呢，仅仅是就是物质世界的用物质的感官从事的活动，那就。并不是灵性的了。
So somebody is given up. If somebody's become purified, then he won't be interested in these material activities.
一个人他得到净化之后，就不再对物质活动感兴趣。
So somebody who's a little advanced in the activities of devotional service.They will know what's good and what's not good for their Krishna consciousness.
一个在奉爱服务当中进步的人士，知道哪些对 Krishna 知觉有利，哪些不利于他的 Krishna 知觉。
When we have renounced.If somebody is not interested in devotion, then they won't want to go to Vaikuntha.
倘若有人对奉爱服务不感兴趣的话，他们是不想去 Vaikuntha 的。
No, they should just only go to the abode of liberation.
他们就去解脱之地就可以了。
Just like the impersonalists, they don't like.You know, they think devotional service is material. So they don't need to go to Vaikuntha.
非人格主义者，他们认为奉爱服务是物质的，所以他们不需要去 Vaikuntha.
If you want to go to Vaikuntha, you need to get the blessings of a devotee.
谁若想去外昆塔，谁就需要得到奉爱奉献者的祝福。
Even materialists think devotional service just they think it's just karma. They think it has nothing to do with it's not spiritual.
物质主义者们把奉爱服务认为是 karma。不是灵性的活动。
So we let them think that way. We let them talk in that way. They do not know anything.
我们就由他去说，由他去想吧。他们一无所知。
And even they cannot understand the qualities of the devotees. So, okay, we don't argue with them.
他们也对奉献者的品质一无所知，我们就不跟他们争论。
So devotional service requires discipline. Just we have to follow the discipline.
奉爱服务是需要纪律的，我们要遵守纪律。
Just like in Varnashram Dharma, there are different rules and duties to be done. So in Bhakti Yoga also.
正如在 Varnashram Dharma 当中呢，也有要遵守的规则、履行的义务。Bhakti 奉爱瑜伽也一样。
But still, we should understand bhakti is not material.
但是我们要明白 ，bhakti 它不是物质的。
It's not just a function of the material body. It should be performed on the spiritual platform.
它不是仅仅用物质躯体来履行从事的功能，它是在灵性层面上的。
Just like in Vaikuntha, the transcendental nature of devotional service is easily understood.
在 Vaikuntha 可以轻易地了解奉爱服务的超然本质。
And you can see that in Vaikuntha, all the people, all the devotees there, they all have spiritual bodies. They have bodies which are full of eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. But their bodies also have limbs. They have, you know, they have senses. They have forms. They have senses, not material senses, but spiritual senses and spiritual bodies.
在 Vaikuntha 上面的人们，他们拥有的是灵性的身体，他们也有感官，也有四肢，也有形象，但这些不是物质的，而是灵性的身体。
And the people from Vaikuntha said, "We are proof of this. You see, we are associates of the Lord Vishnu, the Lord of Vaikuntha." And we spread devotional service everywhere.
刚才说白昆山的居民呢，他们拥有的是永恒知识、极乐的形象。而白昆啊，他们就说，我们就是这我们就是活生生的证明，我们是维舒奴的同游，我们是白昆塔的同游，我们无论去哪里，都传扬着奉爱服务。
But we're not touched by the material nature, although we go everywhere. We're not touched. The material energy does not cover us.
但是呢，无论我们去哪里，物质的品质不会沾染到我们。
So new devotees, they think devotional service is just.Something we do with the senses, with the body, and the mind.
新奉献者，他们认为奉爱服务是用感官、用身体、用心意来去做的。
So the beginners, they do devotional service like that. But look, they do the devotional service very happily. They enjoy it.
新人们就认为就有这种想法，那就让他们去做吧，让他们感到高兴就好了。
But actually, the experience is not material.
但事实上呢，这种体验不是物质的体验。
But because we're not very experienced, we don't know very much. We think My tongue is chanting the names of Krishna. My ears hearing the holy name.
因为缺乏经验，我们以为是我的舌头在念着 Krishna 的名字，是我的耳朵在听着 Krishna。
So they think like that in the beginning because they haven't fully surrendered yet.
一开始他们是有持着这种想法，因为一开始他们还没有全然臣服。
But those people who are really advanced in devotional services, they do the services are under the, they do not think their activities are material.
那些进步的人们，他们从事着活服务，他们不认为这些活动是物质的活动。
They don't think that they're just doing these things on their own, but they understand that it's all the mercy of the Lord.
他们不会认为是他们全凭他们自身在做着这些活动，他们认为这一切全都是主的仁慈。
They don't act independently. They act under the direction of the Supreme Lord.
他们不会独立行事，他们是在至尊主的指导之下从事。
So the people from Vaikuntha tell Gokumar that you should go and see the Vaikuntha. You said if you like to go to Vaikuntha,Then first you go to Vrindavan and go back to Vrindavan and then you can come to Vaikuntha from Vrindavan.
Vaikuntha 的这些人们又跟 Gopal Kumar 说，你应该亲自去 Vaikuntha 去亲眼看一看，但是首先呢，你回 Vrindavan。然后你从文达文再去百昆塔。
So Gokumar was thinking maybe he should go to Shiva, go to Lord Shiva's place. He was thinking maybe he should go to Shiva Loka and stay there for a while and then go to Vaikuntha. But the people from Vaikuntha said, better you go first to Vrindavan.
Gokumar 他心想。也许他应该去主 Shiva 的居所星球，在那里停留一段时间，再去瓦昆塔。而瓦昆塔的居民说：“不，你应该先回文达文，然后从文达文去瓦昆塔。”
Yeah, because if he goes back to Vrindavan, it will be easy for him to practice pure devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting.
因为从瓦昆塔在文达文是更容易从事纯粹的奉献服务，以聆听和唱诵开始。
So they tell the people from Vaikuntha tell Gokumar, we want you to practice devotional service by doing Nam Sankirtan. The Nam Sankirtan will help you a lot to make progress so that you can get the shelter.Of the Lord's lotus feet.
百昆塔的这些居民们，这些人士们告诉格帕库马尔，我们希望你啊从事 Nam Sankirtan， Nam Sankirtan 可以非常有助于你取得进步，并且得到主莲花族的庇护。
Nam Sankirtan means loud chanting of the holy name, and it's the best way.To go to Vaikuntha.
Nam Sankirtan 意思就是大声的唱诵圣名，这是去Vaikuntha的最好方式。
But you have to do the chanting in pure devotion without any desire for karma or jnana, no material desire.
但是必须要怀着纯粹的奉爱从事 Nam Sankirtan。没有任何 karma 果报或是 jnana 思辨的欲望， 没有任何物质的动机。
And if you do that kind of devotion, then very quickly you will awaken Krishna prem, love of God, and then you will easily see Krishna in Vaikuntha.
如果从事这一类的奉爱服务，就能够发展起 Krishna prem， 这样就能很容易的去 Vaikuntha 见到 Krishna。
Now some people may think that remembering is better than chanting.
有些人可能会认为意念要比念诵更好。
Because some people think that, well, it's chanting is easy. We just use the speech, but it's not necessarily that we're very conscious of the Lord when we do the chanting.
嗯，有些人呢，他们可能有这种想法，嗯，念诵唱诵只是用使用了言语的功能，不一定呢，在行使这个功能的时候呢，就觉知到主，觉知着主。
Just like when Gopkumar went to Tapaloka, there the four Kumaras were saying that remembering is the best process of yoga, not chanting.
那 Gopkumar 先前去了 Tapaloka， 在那里见到 Kumar 四兄弟，而四位 Kumar 就说意念是更好的，而并非念诵聆听。
They were saying that kirtan, if you just do the chanting, that's only one sense. You only use the sense of speech. It's one of the working senses. It's not conscious. But if you do the memory, it's more powerful.
Because kirtan, it just used the 这个言语的这个感官，而这个言语这项工作感官呢，它并不是很有知觉的，而意念是更有力量的。
But if you the better bhakti is because then the form will appear within the mind.
更好的 bhakti 是当形象留在心意当中。
Then this, if we fix the mind on the Lord, then the mind is brought under control, becomes purified.
当我们将主放在心意当中，就能够控制住心意，就能净化。
So the mind is the head of the senses. It controls, gives a direction to the senses.So if the mind is controlled, then the senses are also controlled.
心意是感官之主，心意指导着所有感官，心意得到控制，感官便得到了控制。
So the people from the Tapaloka, headed by the four Kumaras, they have the opinion that the process of remembering is the best way. The best way to controlling one's mind. If you want to control the mind, engage it in remembering the Lord.
Tapaloka 的居民们，就是以斯库马尔兄弟为首的居民们的意见是，意念是最好的方法，因为意念控制了心意，当心意得到控制，就很容易能够控制了感官。
But the people from Vaikuntha say no. We consider chanting to be the best form, better than remembering.
Vaikuntha 的人士们，他们持不同意见。他们说，并非如此。我们认为唱诵是最好的方法，它比意念要好。
And if we do the chanting properly, then of course it will control our speech, but it will also control the mind and the sense of hearing.
如果能够正以正确的方式来念诵的话，就能控制我们的言语，进而控制了我们的心意。
When you do proper kirtan, then there's also hearing and remembering.
如果从事 kirtan, 那就能够聆听并且带来了意念。
And chanting also helps other people who are not practicing, that the other people, they will hear the chanting, it benefits them.
除此之外，唱诵还能够帮助那些不修行的人，他们也能够听到唱诵。
But remembering, that's just something we do inside, doesn't benefit others.
意念只是在内心所从事的活动，不会给别人带来什么利益。
And kirtan also will help us to bring our mind under control.
Kirtan 也能够帮助我们控制心意。
So we recommend this kirtan for you.
所以我们就推荐你从事 kirtan。
When we chant, then all the external and internal senses begin to also act, and they're brought under control.
当我们唱诵的时候，所有的外在感官、内在感官都活跃了，活动起来，而且能够控制住所有感官。
Then the mind will become peaceful, and then we can remember Krishna.
心意就平和下来，我们就能意念 Krishna。
So remembrance is the fruit of the chanting.
意念是唱诵的果实。
Yeah, when we do the chanting properly, then naturally there will come about remembrance of Krishna.
如果能够正确的唱诵。自然而然的就意念了 Krishna.
Okay, so we'll stop here today. Any questions?
好，接下来我们来看问题。第一个是 Chandra Vilasini Devadasi. 顶拜 Guru 甜美的莲花族，顶拜奉献者们，请教 Guru。我昨天看把坛 4.22.46 要旨说，世上一切属于 Brahmana 和 Vaishnava， Kshatriya 和商人监管一切，何时 Brahmana 需要钱，他们就得提供。请教 Guru， 我平常听到一些奉献者说，想给 Krishna 干一些大事，那因为他们缺钱，这种情况是不是说明还不是真正的 Vaishnava， 或者做奉爱服务，没有取悦 Guru Krishna 呢？不能像这个要旨里所说的 Brahmana 或者 Vaishnava 可以随时取钱。Yesterday read Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Verse 46. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that everything in the world belongs to Brahmana and Vaishnava. Kshatriya and merchant, businessmen, they monitor everything. Whenever Brahmana needs money, they will provide them this money. My question is that I In the ordinary time, I heard some devotees said that they will do a big service for Krishna. That means they are in need of money.
The brahmanas are in need of money.
The devotee around her, they said they want to do some big service for Krishna. That means that they need money. So, in that case, so that's not a real Vaishnava or real devotional service, because they haven't pleased Guru and Krishna, and not they like this. The purpose here, it says that Brahmana and Vaishnava can get money whenever they want to do service for Krishna.
Yeah. Well, yes, it's correct. Actually, Krishna provides. If we have a genuine need, Krishna will provide. Prabhupada did not worry about money. He only preached Krishna consciousness. And people would come forward and they would want to give money.
Prabhupada 从来不会担心钱财, 他只想着传播 Krishna 之觉。 而无论帕帕什么时候需要资金的时候, 就会有人主动上来给提供这些资金。
So, there is certainly some truth there that we're suspicious of people who come to us asking for money because we want to make sure that they're actually genuine before we would give anything. We want to make sure that they have a genuine purpose in mind.
所以您说的话，确实是里面也有一些真理的。当有人呢，就过来向我们要钱的时候，我们自然而然的就会有起一些疑心。我们要确保他们是真心真意的，从事服务，并且他们是他们的目标真正的是服务。
Some people talk about doing big service, but are they actually qualified to do some big service?
有些人呢，他们就是高谈阔论，要做服务什么的，但是他们是不是有真正的这样做服务的资格呢？
Sometimes it happens that somebody may give money to unqualified people and the money is wasted.
有时候情况是这样的，人们有的奉献者呢，他们就管别人要钱，但是呢，人们就会掏钱，结果呢，因为他们缺乏资格，所以这些钱财浪费了。So
sometimes devotees are over ambitious. They do not know their actual qualification. And they try to do more than they're actually able to do.
有的奉献者呢，他们过于野心勃勃，但是却对自己的资格没有一个真正的了解、评价。他们所做的服务超越了他们的能力范畴。
So, somebody wants to do some big preaching. It has to be done with the approval of the senior body of Vaishnavas.
有奉献者想从事很大的传播活动，这一切应该是在 资深的 Vaishnava 的委员会的指导之下和同意之下。
So the local leaders should be approached, and the local leaders they should take instruction from the national leaders.
时候应该去找当地的领导，而当地的领导呢，又应该上报给这个就是全国性的领导。
And the national leaders may have to take direction from the international leaders.
而这个国家就是全国性的领导呢，又应该去找国际的领导。
So nothing should be done independently. That's the point. You want to do some big preaching, it has to be with approval.
要点就是不要独立行事，应该得到指导。如果要从事活动的话，应当得到批准。
So we tell devotees that don't give any money away to people without proper approval for what they're going to do.
我们告诉人奉献者不要轻易的就拿就把钱就给了别人，除非他们所做的活动他们即将从事的活动是得到了批准，这时候再拿钱。
Okay, next question.
那下一个问题是十二组李丽萍，感谢 Guru 翻译主持，如何把 Krishna 放在心意中？具体方法。Thank you, Guru, translator and the host. My question is that, how can I put Krishna in my mind? Can you give any specific method?
Chanting Hare Krishna is the method by which you can put Krishna in your heart, in your mind.
唱诵 Hare Krishna 是你把 Krishna 放在你的心意当中的方法。
Try to join in the Sankirtan where there's nice congregational chanting. Try to join in the chanting party.
加入 Sankirtan 集体的吟诵吟唱圣名，有这样的队伍的时候就加入进去。
Now there are many recordings of kirtan, so you can play some recordings of devotees chanting, and you can chant along with them.
现在有很多 kirtan 的录音，您可以播放这些奉献者所唱诵的 kirtan 录音，跟他们一起 kirtan.
This way, keep Krishna in your mind.
以这种方式把 Krishna 放在心意当中。
下一个问题。
下一个。还是 Chandra Vilasini Devadasi。
Hare Krishna。
请教 Hare Krishna。
Madaji, 上面还有两个问题你没看到。
哦、sorry, 对不起。
好的。
Varshana。Varshana Sundari。明白 Guru Maharaj 莲花组感恩翻译，感恩主持，顶拜所有奉献者的莲花组。帮朋友问个问题，如果从小培养一个充满 Krishna 知觉的孩子，而这孩子终究要在物质世界生存，从幼儿园到大学，他不会失去动力去学习，会不会不去争取在物质让自己能生存的物质基础，就像是赖解群众那奉献者有了病自己无法靠自己能力去医治，学习因为学习首要目的是为了自己先能养活自己，不给别人添麻烦。那如果这样的孩子他就是失去了在物质世界生存的物质基础， 比如说物质上特别贫穷，So this Mataji asked a question on behalf of friend. If we have cultivate a Krishna conscious child, but the child has ultimately have to exist in the material world from the kindergarten to the university. Won't this child lose the desire to momentum to live in the material world? Because first of all, the child has to maintain themselves and don't give burden to other people, and be very poor, poor in the material world. Like there's a devotee in a group. This devotee has got some illness and have no ability to cure himself or herself, and have to depend on others.
嗯 ，Yes, well, certainly if somebody has a health problem, then they have to make arrangements to take care of that. We have seen in the past some devotee had a health problem, and helped him to recover. And he recovered his health and became a very good devotee.
Mm. 就是对于这个奉献者，他们有了健康问题这件事儿，就是过去曾经有这种事例，有的奉献者呢，他们在健康上确实是遇到了问题，然后就得到了奉献者的纷纷的慷慨的帮助，然后当这个奉献者恢复了健康之后呢，他就成为了非常优秀的奉献者。
So we have to consider the ability of the devotees. Are the devotee? Is there a great burden for them to help a devotee who's sick? If he's a devotee but he's sick, you know, if you can help him, then it's very nice. You're doing nice service for Krishna. Krishna's devotee. Serve Krishna's devotee is pleasing to Krishna.
我们要看这个能力。有奉献者呢，他们遇到了麻烦，他们陷入了疾病当中。如果能够帮助这样的奉献者，是一项非常好的服务，因为他们是 Krishna 的奉献者。如果帮助了奉献者，就能够取悦 Krishna 了。
So you have to consider the circumstances. I don't know enough about the situation. If somebody is not a devotee, if they haven't been a devotee, then it's not really possible that we can get involved to help them. They should have been devotee.
所以您得审时度势，具体问题具体分析。如果这个人他不是奉献者的话，我们就不可能卷入到这个帮助他的事情上。如果他是奉献者，那我们就应该就是按照上面所说的话去做。
OK, 下一个问题。
下一个问题。
萨迪玛蒂。我把这个问题呢，我想重新再重复一下。我想这个奉献者他是想问，就是我们在培养 Krishna 知觉的孩子的时候，他担心就是从小培养了孩子的灵性知识，但是他在物质生活当中的生存能力会有问题，他会担心是不是孩子长大了以后在这个物质生活不能有自己的这个生活能力。 就是像赚钱啊工作呀这样的问题。
Well, everything depends on the karma. Even though a child may go to school and get material education, doesn't mean he's going to get a job and be able to make a lot of money.
所以一切是因着 karma 业报而决定的。一个人他即便一个人他去了学校毕业了，他有了个工作，并不等于他肯定就能赚钱。
There are so many people who went to school and went to university. They can't find job. They're out of work. They're not able to make any money. They can't find any job.
有的人他们即便就是也是上了学，也上了大学，最后他们连工作也找不着，他们失业了。
So it's not just only good. Don't think just because you get some material education, your life is going to be so good.
获得了物质教育并不等同于你就有一个好生活。
But if one is a devotee, if he's trained as a devotee, then he develops good qualities, he has good character, and he may have to work, he may have to find a job, you have to do whatever's necessary.
然而奉献者他们有了好的品格，因为他们有着非常良优秀的品格，他们去工作他们就就是该做什么就做什么就好了。
Yeah. Certainly his karma will be much better. He will have a much better hope because he's taken shelter of the spiritual energy. He said,if he's dedicated his life to Krishna consciousness.
奉献者的 karma 无疑会就是要远远的好，就是所以奉献者他们就有很大的希望，因为他们托庇的是灵性的能量，他们是把他们生活献给了 Krishna 知觉。
We see devotees do jobs like cookingThat's a brahminical job, to cook nice prasadam for people. People often need cooks. And another job which people often do is the puja, to worship the deities.
你比如说做饭这个是 brahmana 的工作职业。他们有人们呢，他们希望能吃到好吃的 prasad， 他们需要厨师，所以这个厨师是一个很好的职业，就是 brahmana 的职业。另外一个职业是 pujari， 因为他们的神像呢需要得到崇拜。
Of course, you have to examine the nature of the child. Is the child actually?Serious to be a devotee? Does he practice properly? Does he behave well? Does he have good qualities?
我们还要衡量，要检验一个孩子他的天性是什么，他是不是真正的修行，他是不是真心实意的想要走到这条道路上，他的行为举止到底怎么样，他的品格如何。
We cannot force people to become devotees. They have to want to be devotees.
你是不能强迫一个人当奉献者的，得需要他自己要想当奉献者才行。
And they should have the proper qualification. They should behave properly. They should be obedient. They should not be lazy. They should respond to good training.
他们有没有恰当的资质？他们的行为举止如何？他们是不是顺从？他们是不是勤勉不懒惰？他们是不是能够接受正确的很好的培训？
Yeah.Can we train them to be clean, to keep everything clean, and to be honest? These kind of qualities are important to make someone a devotee.
他们是不是清洁诚实，他们有没有就是品很好的品质，这些呢是使一个人变成奉献者的也需要的条件。
Of course, one also has to have faith in Krishna. If you don't have faith in Krishna, then okay, let the child go to the ordinary school. You have faith in that. You have faith in the material education. Then let the child go there and have material education. But if you have faith in Krishna, then you'll want the child to actually become a devotee.
他是不是对信息的 Krishna 这样的人，他是不是真的相信 Krishna 这个孩子？如果他并不相信 Krishna， 那就让他去物质世界接受物质的教育。但如果这样的孩子呢，他对 Krishna 有信心，那就应该让他从事接受灵性的教育。
怎么样 ，Sati Mataji， 可以吗？
好的，好的，谢谢 Gurudev。
下一个问题是 Janaka Das Janaka 的问题。顶拜 Guru 莲花族，顶拜翻译各位奉献者，请问 Guru， 一 Gopal Kumar 念诵的 Vishnu Mantra 是这个 Hare Krishna Mantra 还是别的？
It's not the Hare Krishna Mantra. It's a special mantra it was given by his Guru.
它不是 Hare Krishna Mantra， 是他的 Guru 给他的特殊的 Mantra。 二，以前经常听到 Shiva 很容易被取悦，一般取悦别人都是说好听的话等方法，今天听到 Guru 说 Shiva 另一个品质，他听到赞美之词不高兴，我们该怎样训练自己的心意，该怎样对待别人的赞美呢？Usually, we heard that Shiva is very easy to be pleased. Usually, we please a person by praising them. But today, you mentioned in your class the other quality of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is not pleased to hear himself being praised. So how can we train our mind? How can we treat the... How can we, so in front of the praising of other people, so what should we do?
Well, you don't have to praise anyone and you don't have to criticize anyone. We can just simply glorify Krishna. We don't like to hear...People, it's not good for us to be praised, and it's not good also for us to be criticized. So just try to talk things about Krishna, glorify Krishna.
我们不会就是赞美一个人，也不批评一个人。我们荣耀 Krishna， 我们只是荣耀 Krishna。当然我们也不会就是听别人来赞扬我们或者是批评我们，我们只是荣耀就是 Krishna， 谈论有关于 Krishna 的事情。
If someone praises us, then we should not take pleasure in it. We should feel uncomfortable.
如果有人赞扬了我们，我们不会沾沾自喜，我们会觉得不舒服。
Because we become proud, we think, yeah, I'm really a good devotee.
我们就会引以为豪，觉得很骄傲。哎，是的，我是个优秀的奉献者。
And if somebody finds fault with us.That's actually good for us. Make us more humble.
倘若有人挑刺儿找我们的毛病，实际上对我是有好处的，会让我们变得谦卑。
But it's not everyone's duty to find fault with another person. That is the job of a spiritual teacher.
但是并不是，就是一个人的职责并不是到处去挑别人的毛病，这只是灵性老师的职责。
Spiritual teacher can see the faults, he can tell, but another person has no position, he's not the authority. And if you try to tell someone they're wrong, then they would simply become angry.
灵性导师的，灵性老师的职责是看到门徒的缺点，并且指正。其他的人，他们并不处在这样的地位上，他们没有这样的权威去到处给别人指出他们的错误。如果他们去做的这样做的话，只会引起他人的愤怒。
They think, who are you to tell me? You're not my authority.
他们马上会反唇相讥，你是谁呀？你又不是我的权威。
Okay.
下一个，Chandravi Lassini， 请教 Devadasi， 请教 Guru， 你刚才讲到意念是唱诵的果实，但我现在唱诵念诵不好，在这种情况下，若我要做好意念 Krishna， 是不是随时要有意识的，随时想到 Krishna 形象？想念 Krishna 呢？感谢 Guru 的仁慈。You mentioned just now that remembering is the result, fruit of chanting, but now my chanting is not very good. Under the circumstances, if I need to remember Krishna well, is that at any time?I should consciously remind myself of Krishna's form and remember Krishna. So, thank you for Guru's mercy.
You should remember Krishna by chanting his holy name.
你应当通过唱诵 Krishna 的圣名来忆念 Krishna。
By chanting the holy name of Krishna, if you chant loudly with powerful desire, then remembrance of Krishna will come in your mind.
高声的、大声的唱诵圣名，这样呢，就是这种非常强烈的这种欲望就会进入到你的心里头，你就能够 Krishna 就进入到你的心意当中了。
How will he come in the mind? Well, he will come in the awareness of the presence of Krishna. Just the feeling that Krishna is there, that Krishna is with you, that he's everywhere.
Krishna 如何才能进入到您的心意呢？您要意识到 Krishna 的临在，感受到 Krishna 就在那儿， Krishna 无处不在。
Just like Prabhupada would say, he is always in Vrindavan, even though he is in some other country. But he would say, I'm always in Vrindavan, because I'm always thinking of Krishna.
Prabhupada 总说，他一直就在文达文，他并不在别的国家，因为 Prabhupada 他总是想着 Krishna。
So you should chant loudly and remember Krishna, and then you can think that you're also in Vrindavan.
您应该大声的唱诵。Krishna 的名字，想着 Krishna， 想着你就在文达文。
Okay.
下一个问题，陈冠江 ，Chaitanya Charanas， 顶拜 Gurudev 和奉献者们，在中国很多人都说要管理奉献者，强调管理，有时候看看好像也没多少奉献者，一个地方就那么几个奉献者，没啥好管理的，个个都专注管理，谁来传播 Krishna 之觉？没有足够的 Krishna 之觉能管理好，没有足够 Krishna 之觉能管理好奉献者吗？能传播好 Krishna 之觉吗？怎样理解管理和传教的关系呢？
Okay. And what is the relationship between managing and preach? Because there's people all want to do managing and nobody wants to go preaching. If everybody's a manager, there'll be no preaching. So what is the relationship? So the relationship is that managing means preaching. You want to manage, there must be preaching. You have to preach. And the preaching begins with the devotees.
Managing is transport.管理必须得去传播，传教，始于就奉献者。
Yeah, of course, the two are related. You want people to preach. There has to be. If the management is not good, then people won't want to go preaching.
这两者是有联系的，如果没有好的管理的话，人们就没有去传播的动力了。
If you don't have a nice mood with the devotees, if you're always arguing with each other, then people won't want to preach.
如果跟奉献者之间没有很好的这种氛围的话，如何总是奉献之间在那里争执的话，就没有什么，就不会有什么传播。
And if they don't have nice prasada, then people will not be happy, and people will not be eager to preach. So managing is dealing with these things, making nice arrangements for prasada, making nice programs.This attracts people. So it's also preaching.
如果没有好吃的 prasada, 奉献者就不会很高兴，就不会去渴望去传播了。所以管理呢，涉及到的就是所有上述的这些问题， prasada 呢，节日啊，要非常去吸引人，这个就是传教。
Well, we have to manage. We have to there has to be people who manage, and there has to be preachers. And both are very important. They're very much related to each other.
需要有很好的管理者，也需要有优秀的传教者。这个两者都很重要，他们是密不可分的。
Managing is a very difficult job because it's very hard to please people.
管理是很难的工作，因为要讨好别人、取悦别人可不那么容易。
You get people who come, all they do is criticize. They always complain. They never see anything good. They never do any service. All they do is complain.
有的人他来了，他只是一味的那里批评，一味的在抱怨。这种人呢，他从来不看好的地方，他从来不做服务，只是在那里一味抱怨。
So we should be respectful to the manager. Someone's willing to take up that responsibility to be manager.They should be given respect Because it's not an easy job.
我们要尊重管理，尊重管理者，他们承担了管理这项工作，吃力不讨好的工作，不太容易的工作，我们必须要尊重他们。
We should respect every devotee. Lord Chaitanya is teaching Amanena Manadena that we have to offer all respects to others and not to be eager to be respected ourselves.
我们要尊重每一个奉献者。主 Chaitanya 说 Amanena Manadena， 我们要把全部的尊重都给予别人。而不是渴望自己得到别人的尊重。
So the managers also have to be respectful. They have to be respectful to the devotees. They should be the servant manager.
管理者们应当受到尊重。这管理者他应该是 The manager should be servant the devotee, right?
Yes.
管理者们应该是做仆人奉献者。
That's the service. Managing means to be the servant of the devotees.
这是他们的服务。管理者们应该是成为奉献者们的仆人。
Okay.
下一个还有最后一个最后一个问题 Chandra Velasini Devadasi 请顶拜 Guru 甜美的莲花组请教 Guru 我们在与奉献者相处的时候有时候跟奉献者在一起说好听的赞美话感觉一下关系就拉近了对方愿意说更多那么说的赞美的话增强了自己的幻觉能量那这种情况下还要不要说赞美的话感恩姑的仁慈
欢迎、
When we are together with the other devotees sometimes the nice words will bring our relationship more close and the others will like to reveal themselves more easily but On the other hand, those praising words will enhance our illusionary energy. So under the circumstances, should we speak nice words, praising words?
Generally, we want to praise Krishna and the spiritual master, like Prabhupada. We want to praise Prabhupada and Krishna.Praise these people. These are pleasing words.
通常我们要赞美的是 Krishna, 赞美灵性导师，赞美 Prabhupada. 要对这些人说赞美之词。
You can also praise the good fortune of all the devotees.
也可以赞美所有奉献者他们的好运气。
So these words are pleasing to everyone.
这样的赞美之词呢，是人人都会感到心满意足的。The next one.
Yeah.
庞吉东马大吉，顶拜咕噜翻译你好。有些修行人总说一切随缘，都是命中安排。如果都这样想，是不是就什么都不去做了？反正都已经命中注定了，争取也徒劳，修行是不是也没用啊？Some people, when they are practicing, they always say that everything is destined, everything is already arranged. So in that case, We shouldn't endeavor that will be useless. So in that case, is it also useless to practice? Is this saying is cheating to ourselves?
Yes, right. That's the proper understanding. This is one way of cheating ourselves.
是的，这种理解是正确的。就这种说法是骗自己。
We may say, well, everything is arranged by Krishna, so I'll just sit back and do nothing. But we cannot sit back and do nothing.
我们会说啊，一切都是 Krishna 的安排，然后我们就坐在那里无所事事了。但是我们不应该就坐在那里什么也不做。
The material nature, the modes of nature forces us to act.
物质自然是强迫每个人在那里活动着。
You cannot just simply sit and say, well, let Krishna do everything. Okay, so sit, let Krishna feed you. You don't need to eat, you just sit there, Krishna will come and feed you himself.
你会说，让 Krishna 安排吧，那好吧。那你就坐在那里等着 Krishna 过来给你喂饭好了，然后 Krishna 会亲自过来给你喂饭的。
So people often speak philosophy but they cannot apply it.
有的人常常呢，他们是对哲学说很多，但是却无法把这些哲学加以实际的运用实践。
So you want to practice? Yeah, more questions?
Yeah, yes, there's another question.
Okay.
低入尘埃，顶拜 Guru， 感恩翻译。我从小被收养，现在已经有结婚，有了自己的家庭。生父母期待我们能相认，养父母不乐意。我也渐渐被生父母更加纯粹的爱吸引。生父身体不好，我先请求养母的同意，再去看他好吗？感恩。So, this devotee has been adopted by the other parents, and he or she has already got married and has own family. But the original parents want to meet with this devotee, but adopted the later parents are not very happy, but he or she was attracted by the pure love of the original parents and the father, the real father is not very healthy. Can I first of all beg the approval from my adopted mother, and then to go to see my real father. Is that okay?
Well, if you, I don't know who you're staying with. If she's staying with her adopted mother and father, then she will have to get permission from them. Yeah.
我不知道您现在是不是就跟您的养父母生活在一起。如果您现在目前是跟养父母一起生活在一起的话，是应该征求这个养母的同意。
You know, they adopted you, they brought you up. Did they arrange all your marriage also?
他们收养了你，然后他们又为你安排了婚姻。
You know,you have a lot to be grateful to them. They've done a lot for you. They've helped you, they've raised you, they've got you married, and then so you're indebted to the new parents.
因为他们把你抚养成人，又为你安排了婚事，为你做了很多的事情，所以你亏欠他们很多。
I don't know why your original mother and father had you adopted.Why they gave you away, I don't know. It's unusual. I don't know all the circumstances.
我不了解您的具体情况，不知道为什么你的生身父母要把你给予别人来抚养。
So I don't want to give you advice about this situation. You have to, and somebody has to, I have to know much more about the whole situation before I tell you one way or the other.
所以我不想给你提任何建议，我必须要了解更多的情况才可以去提建议。
But certainly you want to be careful and respect the adopted parents.
但是无疑您是希望小心地对待这件事情，而且尊重养父母的。
Okay, Hare Krishna.
That, now there's a, another question being raised up by Satya Madhuri.
Okay.
金丽荣，顶拜 Guru Maharaj 莲花祖，请问如何理解取悦奉献者和取悦 Krishna， 以及当取悦一位奉献者就会伤害另一位奉献者时应该怎么做？
Because one devotee, you may give unhappiness or discomfort or suffering to another devotee.
Yes, I want to understand how to understand between pleasing devotee and pleasing Krishna.And the other part of the question is that if I pleased one devotee and then will hurt another devotee, so what should I do?
Well, we should try to please Krishna. That's the important point. Please Krishna, Guru and Krishna.
应该取悦 Krishna, 这是重要的事情。要取悦 Guru, 取悦 Krishna.
You just please one devotee and give pain to suffering to another devotee, that's not very good. We want to be cautious about that. We will have to be careful about how we deal with devotees.
如果取悦了一位奉献者就伤害另外一位奉献者，这不好，你应该小心，对这样的事情呢要谨慎，和奉献者打交道要谨慎。
And devotee relationships can be very sensitive, and so you have to deal very cautiously. If you know something is not going to please another devotee, then why you would do it? If you know another devotee is not going to like what you're doing, if they're going to get upset, then better not to do.
Okay, 奉献者的关系呢，这个是一个敏感的话题。奉献者关系是非常敏感的，所以要谨慎。如果你知道，做一件事儿，另外一个奉献者不喜欢的话，最好就不去做。
Yeah.We want to please Krishna means pleasing all the devotees.
取悦 Krishna 就意味着已经取悦了所有奉献者了。
Okay. 现在呢？
Okay.
结束了吗？
是的，是的。Good day.我没有更多的问题了。
Hare Krishna. Okay, 谢谢大家。Hare Krishna. 谢谢 Guru Mani, 谢谢 Sati, 所有的奉献者。Hare Krishna.
好，外坤的知音服务员聆听，非常感谢 Bhakti Vinash Narasimha Swami 给我们带来的精彩的博加瓦坛大博加瓦坛的讲课，感谢 Sati Ma 的主持，感谢所有 Vaishnava 奉献的聆听以及提出的好问题。祝大家有一个 Krishna 知觉的一天，顶拜大家 Hare Krishna。